So, when it comes to plain negotiation, the basics of covering negotiation, what are the common mistakes that you see new salespeople do in the industry?
That is an excellent question. I would say some common mistakes that I've seen from, and this isn't just for new people, like I've seen these common mistakes even with others as well. Talking too much is one of them. So I enjoy talking, obviously, but I let the customer express their needs and listen as opposed to trying to commandeer too much of the conversation and really driving something home. So talking too much is key. Not preparing alternatives. So a lot of the times your solution or what you're presenting isn't necessarily the 100% answer. So I like to look at if A doesn't work, how can we possibly do B, or how can C also find their solution? So I always make sure that I think of some alternatives to have that fallback option, because a lot of the times the negotiation will stalemate if you don't have anything, and then you're trying to kind of backpedal and make something up on the fly. A lot of times, people will focus too much on the price instead of the value. So they focus on the dollar amount as opposed to the non-monetary value of what's going to happen. So I shift the conversation to return on investment. And return on investment doesn't necessarily mean your investment as money. Your return on investment could be free time, like I used earlier. It could be the ability to see all your reporting in one location. It could be, having some more automation to have sales teams focus on something else. I try to find what the return on investment is, as opposed to just this is just the price. Another common mistake I would say is rushing too much. So they're trying to just close the deal and really not trying to facilitate a good relationship, making sure that their needs are heard. I need to close this right now. So we're just going to get to the bottom line. Like, do you want to adopt this today? Yes or no? Or like, hey, does this work for you? Let's move ahead. So don't try to rush it. Just control the pace. And last common mistake I would say is like failure to read the room. Adjusting your tone based upon engagement. Like, if I'm trying to give a solution, and let's just say I'm on a video call like this, and I see people, leaning back with their arms crossed, it looks like they're detached and they're probably not bought in. So don't continue to try to sell or be excited about something. There's obviously some frustration there. So then I just ask pointed questions of, there might be some apprehension with the solution. Is there any questions you might have right now? So read the room, read tone, read their body language if you're in person or on a video call. So I would say those are probably some of the common negotiation mistakes I've seen.